Zero Tolerance by Lloyd Evans, with Nicky Henson as the Doge, Tom George as Lorenzo, Alison Pettit as Matilda, and Ronald Pickup as the Pope.
Scribe, take this down.
Yes, sire.
I, Doge of Venice, by the grace of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy, blah, 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 you put the usual twaddle in there. Mm-hmm. In the year of our Lord 1396, do hereby outlaw the use of infidel systems of calculation. All invoices, tax returns, and restaurant bills are to be completed in the traditional and easy-to-read manner of the Romans. What's wrong?
Sire, this is the most short-sighted decree since you attempted to tax breast milk. Roman numbers are so clumsy. Everyone uses the Arabic system.
Lorenzo, the Pope has given instructions.
Maybe he's wrong.
The Pope? He's infallible. It's part of his contract.
Let me be candid, sire. Speaking as the court mathematician and astronomer royal, not to mention chief architect, surgeon general, chiropodist without portfolio, poet laureate...
All right, all right. Come up here. Come on.
Yes, sire.
Come on. Now, get on with it.
We live in an age of progress. New sciences are springing up every day. Physics, biology, trigonometry. Amazing discoveries are being made, many of them by me. And this decree threatens to plunge Christendom back into an age of ignorance and darkness.
All right. Genius, what do you suggest?
Genius? Who told you I was a genius?
You did.
Well, supposing the Council of Ten approved the Arabic system... You'd enjoy the economic benefits without bearing sole responsibility for defying the Pope.
Yes.
After all, who rules Venice? The Vatican?
You're right. I am the Doge. I command an empire, for goodness sake. Our ships carry the might of Venice to the four corners of the earth.
Absolutely, sire. Though recent studies suggest the earth is round rather than flat, so it probably doesn't have corners.
Yes, never mind that cartographical nonsense. You'll address the Council of Ten tomorrow morning.
I will.
As court mathematician, naturally. And don't be nervous. I'll be right behind you.
Now, what is the square root of 4,720? X cubed equals the lowest common multiple. High, multiply both sides by 7.
Spent all morning washing the Doge's silk underwear, which was enormous fun. How about you?
That gives... which... No.
Did you really? Fascinating. Well, then, after lunch, a disgusting old priest burst into the broom cupboard. His face was swarming with carbuncles. And he kissed me on the lips, which was hideous, but quite nice in a way, too. And he said, I've got smallpox, and so have you now.
Smallpox?
Yeah. So, what do you want for supper?
You've got the big S. Matilda, wait there. No, lie down. I'll get some snake's venom from the apothecary.
I haven't really.
God! What did you do that for? I nearly had a seizure.
Well, it's just...
Dividing both sides by 7.
I shouldn't disturb you, and it's a great privilege to live with a genius, but I just feel ignored.
Multiplied by 14 equals... Sorry, you feel...
I could drop dead tomorrow when you wouldn't notice.
Oh, no, Matty, no. You mean the world to me.
Not as much as Euclid and Galen and Vitruvius. I come second to a lot of dead Greeks.
No, my love. Some of them are dead Romans, but you're different. You're alive. Come here, chickpea.
Stop, Lorenzo.
I love every part of you. The complicated muscle groups of your shoulders. The blue arteries on your throat whose precise function has yet to be discovered. I love your ears, your cheeks, your lips.
Stop!
So, if x equals 3, that gives...
What are you doing?
You said stop.
I said stop, not stop.
All right. Which part of the anatomy had we reached?
Oh, for God's sake, this is my body, Lorenzo. It's not... Oh, never mind. What?
Matilda!
Matty!
Matilda!
What?
Let's go to Mustafa's for dinner. My treat.
All right. But no chess and no backgammon.
Oh, I promise.
And no mental arithmetic.
You'll have my undivided attention. Gondola!
Can we afford a gondola? Oh,
not really, but I'm sick of swimming everywhere. I keep turning up the confession covered in seaweed.
Where to, mate?
Mustafa's chop house, Turkish dock.
Hop in. 6 ducats.
6? It's usually 3.
double prices after sunset.
But the sun's only just... That's daylight robbery.
Oh, twilight robbery.
Well, I don't set the prices, mate.
Oh, forget it. Sorry about this.
Oh, well.
I really wanted to get that gondola. I really did.
That's what you said the day we got married.
And that is the new system in a nutshell.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Most enlightening.
Marvellous. Well done.
If I'd only understood a word of it.
It's easy. Watch. With the Arabic system, you can make calculations in columns, like this.
What's that one there?
The zero, sire, the key to the whole system. You see, the value of each digit is determined by its position. Take the figure one. Add a zero, it's worth 10. Add two zeros, it's worth 100, and so on.
So, the zero's worth 100?
It's worth nothing. That's the brilliance of it.
Craving your permission, sire.
Speak, Bastiano.
If it's worth nothing... It's just a parasite. Now, a chap like that in the army, we'd get him up against a wall, put an apple on his head and shoot him right between the eyes, which is exactly how...
Sire,
we...
our trading rivals...
Don't interrupt me, you son of a lobster fisherman! Sire, I propose that we exclude this heretical varlet from our noble deliberations.
I like him, Bastiano. He talks sense. Anyway, I'm sick of being surrounded by yes-men.
Well, yes, naturally, sire, so am I.
I meant people like you.
Well, hear, hear.
Oh, shut up, Field Marshal. I've got an original thought in your head. Lorenzo, about our rivals.
Well, some scholar friends of mine have told me that the Duke of Padua is about to endorse the zero.
The Duke? The Duke is my esteemed and beloved cousin. He wouldn't act in secret.
He's making the most of his trading advantage.
He'd have told me.
Furthermore, he's about to publish a huge surplus for the last quarter.
My esteemed and beloved cousin.
Your esteemed and beloved cousin.
The esteemed and beloved swine. We must adopt the zero immediately. All in favour?
Aye.
Field Marshal?
Aye.
Oh, come on, Bastiano.
I abstain.
Oh, very brave.
Ah. Oh, God. Oh, please, not today.
Hello there.
Hello, sire. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. And looking forward to some company.
Oh, awful. Awfully glad I am to hear that. What's put you in such a good mood?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Sorry?
Nothing whatsoever. It's amazing, isn't it? You see, since I had the foresight to introduce a new accountancy system, trade has been booming, tax revenues are record levels, and there'll soon be enough spare ducats in the treasury to start a pointless war with Cyprus. All thanks to nothing.
I don't understand.
Yes, I'm not sure I do either. Anyway, delicious creature, you have been selected as my lucky companion for the day. Scrub no more. He said, join me for a picnic of oysters and passion fruit aboard the state gondola, which coincidentally happens to be moored just on the other side of that doorway.
But, sir, I'm a happily married scullery maid.
Well, everyone makes mistakes. I'll overlook your marriage vows for today.
Really, all I want is to be a good wife and a good Christian and maybe have a slightly bigger apartment one day.
That could be arranged. Francesca, I'm mad about you, you know. I want to know everything about you.
I'm Matilda.
Whatever your name is, look at you. Those eyes, that hair. How old are you?
20.
I think about you constantly, which is actually rather time-consuming. I tremble so much I can barely sign a death warrant. Last Thursday, your cleavage almost sparked off an international incident. I spilled wine on the Bishop of Avignon while we were fixing the price of wheat. I must have you.
What about Gertrude, sir?
Who?
Gertrude? The fair Gertrude, Princess of Bavaria, whom all Venice looks up to without exactly envying.
Sorry, Gertrude?
Your wife.
Oh, yes. Good idea. I'll ask her, what's the German for threesome?
No, I meant you and Gertrude are united under the eyes of God.
Oh, that. Yes, well, actually, we were united under Section 17 of the Treaty of Frankfurt. I got Gertrude and they got Ulm.
And you'd rather have had Ulm.
Gertrude and I have never had Ulm.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But never mind Ulm. I've got you. Oh. Come, tell me about yourself. Oh. Help me to learn about my people over whom I rule with such wisdom and mercy. Oh. Come, come, it's only an arm lock. Now, get into the gondola or I'll have you thrown in jail and accidentally strangled.
And on your left rises the majestic roof of St. Sebastian's, built in 1297. Burned down the following year, rebuilt. Destroyed by lightning 6 weeks later, rebuilt. Destroyed by a freak tornado and rebuilt in... Oi.
What? Oi. Oh, I wasn't. I was wide awake. Oh, just lulled into semi-slumber by the intoxicating beauty of the Grand Canal.
People always do that during my Glories of Venice lecture. Now, I have something for you. You may open it.
Brooch! It's a beauty.
Let me put it on you. There. It dazzles like your eyes. Now, in return for this handsome gift, which remains state property, incidentally, you may kiss me.
Much as I'd like to, sir, I mustn't kiss anyone. See this mark on my hand? It's leprosy.
The big L.
It's highly infectious.
That's not leprosy.
Oh, the early stages, sire. Within months, I'll scarcely be able to make an obscene gesture.
But once passion takes over, who needs fingers? Stumps are enough. We can love each other hands-free.
Oh, but I'd find it hard to be passionate about a man who was minus his extremities.
Sire! A
gorgeous message! What? Oh, for God's sake, what does he want?
It's from the Gregorian beekeepers. Roman! Faster! Faster!
Who?
The Gregorian beekeepers!
Pull alongside, Bastiano!
Faster, man! That's it.
Stroke! Stroke! Who are the Gregorian beekeepers?
A closed brotherhood in Rome. We pay them to spy on the Vatican under pretense of supplying honey to His Holiness.
Greetings, sire! It says...
What? Keep up! Keep up!
Clear skies and gentle winds have yielded excellent quantities of top-quality honey.
Bastiano, I don't want the pollen count. Get to the point.
The Duke of Padua was arrested and charged with heresy 2 days ago.
God, no, my poor cousin.
He has since had his head chopped off.
How could they? His head was his finest feature.
By emergency decree, residents of any Italian city using infidel number systems will be charged with blasphemy.
Bastiano, summon the Council of Ten in secret.
What?
Summon the Council of Ten in... No, cancel that. Wait till I'm ashore.
Not sure about what?
Call a secret meeting of the Council of Ten.
All right! Don't tell the whole world!
You poor thing.
And it just wouldn't stop. It was like biting off a septic octopus. Mm. Lorenzo, I think we should leave Venice. Make a fresh start in a new city.
Now, only a pair of cowards would do that.
Right, I'll start packing.
No, our work is here. Matilda, this is an age of progress and enlightenment. God has singled me out to stand up against bigotry and prevent Christendom being plunged
back
into...
an age of darkness and ignorance, yes, yes.
Anyway, we're better off in Venice. Anywhere else, we'd be persecuted for our beliefs.
Open up in the name of the Inquisition!
God, what's that?
Leave it to me.
Coming, chap.
Hey, I was just about to open it.
Lorenzo Bazzotti, you are charged with blasphemy, heresy, and sacrilege. Arrest him!
What? Hey, get off! I'm not Lorenzo Bazzotti.
Yeah, take him away.
Where are you taking him?
I'm just a silversmith. Pepper pots, cheese graters, that sort of thing. Ornamental chastity belt.
Lorenzo!
Get out, Matilda! Go to the dome!
Shut up!
But what have I done?
You're a heretic. With your twisted logic, you duped the Council of Ten into accepting the outlawed Zero. The Pope commands you to renounce it.
It's been outlawed.
Are you going to recant?
Never.
Oh, dear.
But, Bastiano, why are you doing this? You're a field marshal.
Just to make sure my old friend wasn't too badly hurt. Oh, what does this handle do? Oopsie-daisy. Didn't hurt, did it?
No, it was actually quite pleasant.
Well, this won't be. Would you like to see a priest before you die screaming in agony?
I'm a good Christian. I don't need a priest. My conscience is clear.
Sire, please. You're persecuting him for no reason.
Who?
My husband, Lorenzo. He's devoted to you. He's always singing your praises. But he says you're particularly good at taking credit for other people's work.
One of the skills that every leader needs.
I mean, he's wasted in a dungeon. He could be benefiting mankind. You know, he's just 5 years away from a cure for the Big C.
The Big C?
Cramp. His experiments with salt look very promising.
Yes, well, Francesca, it's really not up to me.
I'm Matilda.
Francesca, Matilda. I wish you'd decide what your name is. Lorenzo's fate rests fairly and squarely in your lap.
Oh, I might have guessed.
Am I disturbing you, Holiness?
Oh, take a pew, Cardinal. I find the Chapel of St. Michael wonderfully peaceful.
Indeed it is.
So, is the city of Venice still in open defiance of our authority?
Oh, Holiness, the picture is somewhat confused.
Hmm?
The chief heretic has been tried and found guilty.
What?
He's being starved and tortured.
Yes.
Beaten on the soles of his feet.
Mm.
Clubbed about the face and head, denied sleep and whipped with chains.
Right.
Pending appeal, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Meanwhile, the ignorant townspeople have rallied behind him.
Hmm?
They hang out banners decorated with the heretical zero.
Not in St. Michael's Chapel.
Oh, sorry, Holiness. The women folk have taken to wearing hooped skirts.
Hooped?
And circular brooches. There's a craze for anything shaped like the forbidden digit. Simply everyone is eating bagels. Ham, cheese, salami, plain. It's social death to serve any other snack.
Oh, these are troubling developments, Cardinal, amounting to insurrection against the church. Order our generals to make ready. I do this with a heavy heart, you understand. I detest war. So many sons of Rome needlessly killed. Not good for the collection plate either. Meanwhile, permit me to seek the Almighty's guidance in prayer.
Very good, Holiness.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, sweet Jesus, it's hard being Pope. It looks easy from a distance, doesn't it, Lord? Like being a parish priest. Baptisms, weddings, burnings at the stake. The day I took the cloth, my crimes began. By the time I was a bishop, I developed a taste for actresses. Oh, but you must have heard that 1,000 times, oh, Lord, the actress and the bishop. Yeah, and then there were my rivals for this holy office. Weak, inadequate men who sought peace with the Turk. Peace? What kind of Christians were they? I was right to remove them, wasn't I, Lord? But surely if there can be a righteous war, there can be a righteous stabbing dressed up to look like suicide. Or a righteous communion wafer covered in hemlock. Yeah? Strictly, yes, I know this was sin, but sin with a silver lining. The church is stronger as a result, Lord, and shall be even more so when the Venetian heretics are crushed, though it means more souls sent to damnation. Or to paradise? Paradise. Is there a place for me there too, Father? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Oh, my poor love.
Matilda, excuse me if I don't get up. I'm...
What kind of monster invented this machine?
Me, actually. An early commission for the ecclesiastical court. It has a variety of settings and is guaranteed to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth out of men, women, children, and certain types of livestock. I knew I should have kept the upholstered padding, but I was on such a tight budget.
Oh, shut up, Lorenzo. We've got to get you out of here. You know, the whole of Venice is in turmoil since the Zero was outlawed.
Because of me.
People are taken to the streets. The Zero is displayed on banners everywhere.
That's wonderful. A revolution.
Well, sort of.
I knew it. The triumph of logic, at last.
Yes. Well, I think they're just using you as a convenient figurehead to protest against the new tax on carrots.
Oh.
Lorenzo, you have to recant. You're in mortal danger.
I'll never recant. The truth is more important than death.
But it gets worse.
What's worse than being dead?
Go on, surprise me.
You'll be excommunicated. You'll roast in the flames of hell for all eternity.
Oh, dear. And I can't stand the heat. I think I'm more of an autumn and winter sort of person.
Be serious, Lorenzo.
Well, did you talk to the Doge?
Yes. And, he is prepared to release you, but there are strings.
I won't recant. I'll never recant.
I'm the strings.
Ah, I see.
He's in love with me. He says...
My God, the nerve.
Oh, Lorenzo, you're so brave.
You go back to that bloated tyrant and tell him this. He's got a deal.
He's what?
Well, if I get out without recanting, we've won. A victory for individual freedom. This could change the course of history.
What about my freedom?
Your freedom is part of the greater freedom. Oh, God. What am I talking about? I'm being selfish. It's just... I can't face the pain.
Lorenzo, I'd do anything for you. I would, really.
Well, it's up to you. But if you decide to, then, in centuries to come, men will look back on this moment, right here as the turning point. The day science defeated ignorance, mathematics triumphant, invoicing problems solved, a new age of freedom and prosperity.
I'll do it. Oh, God. What have I said?
Good for you, Matty. Just lie back and think of lower interest rates.
Ah, Francesca, at last.
I'm Matilda, sire.
So you've come to your senses. Good.
And I'm glad to be here too, sire.
Let me kiss your hand. Oh, your leprosy's cleared up overnight.
Must be a miracle.
Nope, it's thanks to me.
Really?
I'm your royal prince. My touch cures all skin diseases.
So, what about those warts all over your face?
It's hereditary beauty marks. Don't you find them attractive?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, the strange appeal of your disfigurements is, well, it's the talk of the broom cupboard, it really is.
It's just what I thought. So, you exquisite thing, let's test the four-poster, shall we? Comfy, isn't it? You know, my ancestor Charlemagne was born on this very bed.
Oh, was he really, sir? Oh, tell me about these historic pillowcases.
Ah, forget the pillowcases. Let me help you out of some of these layers.
Oh, but it's fascinating, sir. Really, it is.
What's wrong with you, Francesca? Relax. You know, this isn't just for one night.
Oh, isn't it?
You're far too exquisite for a few brief hours of passion. You're a priceless treasure, and it takes a great nobleman like me to appreciate your many rare qualities. That's why I've singled you out for a place in my permanent collection, with the public allowed in for a peek during the Christmas holidays so I can gloat at their envious faces.
Sire, you want me to live in a gilded cage, like some oriental panther?
That's right, and I'll pop in every day, around about feeding time.
Sire, can we wait? Just a moment.
Look, you can forget the fake show of reluctance.
Oh, actually, that was genuine reluctance. The faking comes a bit later. So what happens if I get pregnant?
9 months later, you'll have a baby. Didn't you know?
And you'd want the child well cared for, wouldn't you? I've always said the three most important things are education, and pocket money.
In the event of a baby, I'm aware of my responsibilities. No child of mine will want for anything.
So you'll pay up?
No, I'll disown it. Now then.
I don't feel well. I think I'm fainting.
Would you like some water? I don't want you passing out on me.
Yes, thank you.
Better?
That was so thoughtful.
Matilda, I'm home, covered in blood and lacerations. Matilda! Oh, thank God. I couldn't bear to look her in the eye. Archimedes! No, boy, don't lick me! That's fresh blood! Down, boy. I'll get you some dinner. After I've had mine. In there, boy, that's it. Matilda, could you get me a boiled egg? Oh, God. I'm such a coward. What kind of man lays down his wife for his principles?
I should crawl away into exile and never show my face again. If only she were here. I'd throw myself on my knees. I'd beg and plead.
Renzo!
Oh, you're back.
Poor love. You look awful.
Hardly surprising, really. And you're looking radiant. Been enjoying yourself?
It was the most disgusting experience of my life. He fell asleep on top of me. I was the mistress and the mattress rolled into one.
Sounds fun.
I don't want to think about it. Oh, look at you. I heard they beat you with chains. Let's get this tunic off.
Well, they tickled me with something or other. So, going back up to the palace for more?
Of course not. Sit down. Oh, you're covered in blood.
Well, I thought it'd be polite to shed a few spoonfuls here and there so they wouldn't feel they were exerting themselves for nothing. And how was he? Well, indulged? Endowed, I mean. Ow! What's that?
A dressing for your wounds. Oil and a little vinegar.
What is it? A salad dressing? I'm a torture victim, not a bowl of chopped cucumber.
Sit still. I'm doing my best.
Well, I don't want to keep you from your next date.
Lorenzo, I know you're angry.
No, I'm not. Not in the slightest. What makes you think that?
It's obvious.
Why should I be jealous?
Angry, I said, not jealous.
Angry? Yes, angry. I might well be angry, but jealous? Oh, no. You carry on with your frenzy princes of the realm and your playboy despots. See if I care.
Lorenzo, you mean more to me than anyone, especially not him. He's the most selfish, degenerate, manipulative, devious-minded, cruel-hearted, skinny-chested, bacon-breathed, nasty-eyed, carbuncle-faced, flea-ridden son of a snake, of a toad, of a dog, of a pig, of a cow, of an ass, of a man that I've ever seen, or any woman has ever seen, since the beginning of creation.
You're in love with him, aren't you? Where are you going?
My sister's house!
Matilda! Come back! I love you! God. I was going to be all tender and affectionate. Why did it come out wrong? I've lost her. No boiled egg either. Wonder how long it takes. Let's see. Euclid. Parabolas, spheres, ellipses. Eggs. Nothing. Well, it can't be that hard. Let the density of the egg be X, the boiling point of water Y, then by subtracting the volume of the water displaced by the egg and multiplying by... Right. Easy peasy. Hour and a half.
Our spies are quite certain, sire. The Pope marches on Venice.
This is grave news, Bastiano. Outlawing the Zero wasn't enough.
I say, arrest Lorenzo again and torture him until he recants.
No, we need Lorenzo more than ever now, Bastiano. We're at war.
We're going to fight the Pope.
We have no choice. His Holiness may be using the Zero as a pretext, so I trust you'll deliver me a handsome victory, Field Marshal.
Sorry? Who are you talking to?
Who do you think, Field Marshal?
Oh, yes, I completely forgot. I'll fetch my maps and my tin soldiers immediately and start reading the lives of the great generals. Let's pray for victory, sire. With God behind us, we can't fail.
Yes, well, don't rely too heavily on God. He has a nasty habit of changing sides halfway through a battle, often without telling his commanding officer.
Holiness, the enemy's been sighted. Half a day's march from here.
Good. We'll crush these pagan symbol worshippers into the dust. Have you prepared the sacred relics?
Yes, Holiness. The cavalry will charge into battle bearing St. Anthony's jawbone. The infantry have been assigned to march with the sacred wisdom teeth of St. Bartholomew.
And the Shroud of Turin.
Yes,
What does, mean?
The Shroud of Turin is, in the dry cleaners.
Well, get it out again. Who's got the ticket?
It won't be ready till Tuesday. Today's Saturday.
Then say 5 extra masses for victory.
Yes, Holiness.
And a special mass for the archers. They need all the help they can get. Is there anything else?
The most important relic of all. The forearm of John the Baptist. Oh,
lucky it hasn't been sent for a manicure.
You notice the thumb? It's moved heavenwards from its normal position.
Oh, yes. An excellent omen. Not a shot fired, and we've already got the thumbs up from John the Baptist.
Field Marshal, is everything ready?
A slight snag, sir. We usually march into battle under the sign of the cross, but the Pope's army is also flying the cross. Consequently, the men won't know who to kill.
Right, we'll march under the sign of the zero.
Sire, that's heresy. And what's more, we're on home turf. They're the away side. They should change.
Just do it, Bastiano. Meanwhile, let's see your plan of attack.
Ah, the grand stratagem. Yes, sire. Well, my studies of military history reveal that only tried and trusted methods will guarantee victory.
Very wise.
So, we will march against the enemy using the same tactics that Mark Antony employed at the Battle of Actium.
Sorry, we'll do what?
The Pope won't know what's hit him. The manoeuvres are laid out on this ancient and delicate map, which you can see has turned blue with age, and which I secured from Mark Antony's descendants for a small royalty. They granted us full use of the stratagem for just 50 ducats, plus 10% of the booty.
Bastiano, Mark Antony lost the Battle of Actium.
No, he didn't. He did not? Did he?
Yes.
No.
He was routed. He was hammered.
But his relatives told me, assured me. Well, anyway, that's easy. Turn the map upside down, and we'll use the tactics of his victorious opponent.
Who was?
Who was? It's on the tip of my tongue.
The Emperor Augustus.
All the better. One of the greatest tacticians. And we get his strategy for nothing, because we're not paying Mark Antony's family a brass nickel after this.
Yes, secondly, Bastiano, Actium was a sea battle.
No, it was... Actium was fought on, dry land.
No, on wet, blue sea, which is why the map is...
It's blue with age, sire. It's blue with... Are you sure it was a sea battle? Well, that does change things slightly.
Allow me. You are relieved of your post, Bastiano.
But the battle hasn't even started.
Thankfully for us, no. Take this. I hope you know what is expected of you as a nobleman and a man of honour.
Oh, sire. Well, I must say, the sword of St. Mark. What a marvellous retirement gift. I'll hang it up in my apartment, and we must celebrate. Drinks, shall we say, next Thursday?
Bastiano, you've disgraced yourself, your family, and your profession. If you had any decency, you would fall on this sword.
Yes, well, actually, I'd love to, but we didn't learn that particular manoeuvre at military school, sire. Now, the thing is, craving your permission, if you give me one last chance, I promise I have a means of delivering victory this very day.
Oh, do you?
We must ask the Pope to parley peace.
If the rock leaves the catapult at an angle of X degrees, accelerating at a speed of... I hate designing weapons.
Lorenzo?
Hi there. I think I've got arms manufacturer's block. Matilda, what are you doing here?
Well, the Doge forced me to come with him.
God, it's good to see you. I thought you were in Venice. I'm sorry about what I said. I was jealous.
It's all right.
Well, chickpea. I had no idea the Doge was going to claim you forever.
Lorenzo, our lives are worthless as long as he comes between us.
We could escape, but we'd be hunted down.
Not necessarily.
Yes, my face is known all over the world.
You bighead. No one outside Venice has the faintest idea who you are.
Don't they?
No.
Well, anyway, I can't leave now. Not with two armies out there about to destroy each other. It's so irrational. 80,000 men killing each other when they could be at home working and raising families and fiddling their tax returns like decent human beings. And it's all my fault.
There'll always be hatred and intolerance, Lorenzo. Man is irrational.
And woman even more so.
Oh, thanks.
If only there was something we could do.
Welcome, Holiness. Thank you for agreeing to accept our hospitality. Let me take your crozier.
There you are.
Help yourself to snacks. Perhaps you'd like a goblet of this insouciant little Chianti. And for you, sire?
Why not, Bastiano? Large one, up to the brim, please.
Well, we may be at war, but we can still discuss our differences like civilized human beings, can we not? Oh, but Holiness, you're not eating your freshly poisoned olives.
Oh, God.
Plucked olives, your freshly plucked. olives, I mean.
No, I'm not eating my freshly poisoned olives or my grapes sprinkled with arsenic or this goblet of insouciant little snake's venom. Idiots, I didn't come here to see you. Bring me the heretic.
Fetch the heretic, Bastiano.
At once, sir.
I do apologize, Your Highness. I shall have him hung, drawn, and quartered tomorrow morning. So, anyway, a pleasant journey from Rome?
Get out of my sight.
Certainly, Holiness.
Me? Why does he want to see me?
I don't know. He's in there.
Does my hair look all right?
Get in! Oh, and Lorenzo, do help yourself to the olives.
Holiness, I'm here for my audience.
Approach, heretic. Yes. The devil clothes himself as ever in the body of a harmless-looking mortal. I shall attempt to exorcise the viper Beelzebub from your spirit. He possesses it. And he feeds upon it, as does the maggot upon the fig. Oh, this is clear from your outward appearance.
Oh, I thought it was a touch of indigestion.
Foul heretic, child of corruption, evil, born into the cradle of wickedness, suckled at the teat of perversion, reared in the orphanage of error, and graduating with flying colors from the Academy of Pollution.
Sorry to interrupt, but shouldn't you hear my confession first?
Confession is not for heretics.
Oh. What about Holy Mass?
No, Holy Mass.
Because I went this morning, but I won't in future. I mean, if it doesn't count.
You went to Mass?
I go every day. Well, I missed Thursday last week when I was being tortured.
But you're not a Christian.
I am. Well, I try, you know. I keep the commandments, sort of. Even number 9, thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's goods. Though it's a bit lightweight for the top 10 and covers a misdeed already catered for in number 7. Thou shalt not steal.
But you're a heretic. You worship symbols.
Oh, you can talk with a crucifix round your neck and a crozier parked in the corner there.
Silence! How dare you hurl such cogent and logical arguments at me when I'm not prepared for them.
Holiness, what is this war about?
Blasphemy.
But the zero isn't blasphemous. It's mathematics. St. Paul probably used it on the quired when he was collecting taxes for the Romans.
It's a pagan symbol. It is evil incarnate.
On the contrary. Being worth nothing, it is the essence of Christian humility. Its circular shape is the same ordained by God when he created the sun and the moon and the pomegranate. It was sanctioned by Christ.
What do you mean?
He never left home without a spherical halo on his head. And it was endorsed by St. Augustine, whose circular arguments form the basis of Christian dogma.
Oh. There is something in what you say.
The zero is merely a tool. It's no more blasphemous than, well, than this. The ring of St. Peter.
Then why has the Doge marched against me?
You provoked him. He can't afford to look weak.
Well, in that case, we have nothing to fight about. Personally, I wish only to unite Italy in peace and fellowship so we can go and kill the Turks.
So make peace.
But I can't. The church must appear strong.
But the genuinely strong thing to do would be to say, sorry, mistake, and everyone can go home.
A mistake? If only. But the Pope is infallible.
Nuisance, that.
Nuisance? It's a nightmare. They bring me an omelette in the morning. I change my mind and say, no, make it toast. Suddenly everyone's charging around, talking about a great schism and demanding a 200-page declaration explaining the church's position on breakfast. Madness.
Well, wait a minute. Perhaps there's a way out. Sire!
What is it?
The Pope will accept peace terms.
Oh, will he now? Well, we're here to fight.
Then we shall fight too, and we shall conquer.
My God, is there no end to men's stupidity? Listen, no one wants this war. The Doge will lose Venice. The Pope will have thousands of deaths on his conscience.
He's right.
It's too late. Battle started.
There's a way to stop it, without anyone losing face.
Explain yourself.
First, the Doge must renounce my wife. Forever.
Francesca, but I love her.
Holiness, he doesn't even know her name.
Renounce her. I command you, or be forever excommunicated from the sacraments of the Church and the blessed love of Jesus Christ. And on the day of judgment, let your spirit be consumed by Satan's demons in the pit of eternal fire.
All right, you've twisted my arm.
Perfect. Now, outside. Both of you, out. Hey, go on.
Get your hands off.
Out. Can everyone hear me?
Yes!
Now, you thought you were here for a war. In fact, you're here for a war game. The Pope and the Doge will play each other at the front. You, meanwhile, all 80,000 of you, will compete among yourselves.
Speak up!
What?
Can't hear you in the
Speak up!
All right. You at the front, move a bit closer. Is that all right?
That's a bit better.
Good. Has everyone got their parchments?
Hang on. Yeah, got it.
Has everyone chosen an opponent from the enemy?
Aye. You with a face.
What?
What you looking at?
Well, what's it to you?
You looking at my scabbard?
Yeah, maybe.
You two men are drawing yourselves to my attention.
Sorry, Holiness.
Oh, I'm not here, Holiness.
Good. Now then.
Thank you, Holiness. Right, everyone, your parchments are marked with 9 squares arranged in 3 rows of 3, top, middle and bottom. Each Vatican soldier will mark 1 square, any square with a cross. Then each Venetian soldier will mark a square with a 0. And so on in turns. The first to get 3 in a row wins.
I won!
Who said that?
Me!
You got 3 in a row?
Yeah!
Congratulations, you won.
Can we start the battle now?
There isn't going to be a battle. Turn your parchments over and begin again.
Beat you. Want another?
Hmm, all right. Where did you find this game, Lorenzo?
Norton Crossings. It's an old Arab Sicily. It's a southern Italian tradition.
I was going to use that square.
It's my turn.
Are you cheating?
You more like.
Hey, no squabbling at the back.
Well, I must say this is all very well, but it's a shame to go home without a single shot being fired.
Sorry.
Oh, sire, I'm slain.
You'll be sorely missed, especially by our enemies.
It's a scratch, Bastiano. There, it's out.
Check it for hemlock. It might be tainted.
Well, we're hardly going to announce that on the shop. Hand poisoned by the Sisters of Mercy, die heretic scum, yours in Christ.
Oh, sire, I die.
What do you want, a medal?
Well, it would please my mother.
I create you Knight of St. Mark, 5th class.
Oh, thank you.
Right, one more, Holiness. This time I'll be crosses.
And so we commit his body to the sea. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Poor Bastiano. I'll miss him terribly. Now, music, food, and dancing. Great thing about Venice. You can bury a man at sea without leaving the comfort of your own banqueting hall.
Lorenzo, you've turned really messy since we got Bastiano's apartment.
Well, there's so much more space. Isn't there, Chickpea?
Mm. Oh, that's enough. I'm tidying.
No, not that. It's a new way of calculating square roots.
This?
Anything on it?
E equals MC squared.
No, rubbish.
In Zero Tolerance by Lloyd Evans, the Doge was played by Nicky Henson, Lorenzo by Tom George, and Matilda by Alison Pettit. Bastiano was played by Roger Walker, and the Cardinal by David Thorpe. Ronald Pickup played the Pope. The director was Ned Shire.